Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. I recently did a show called Two Cheers for America. Today, I've got a third cheer for you, though not always in ways you might expect. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Despite the persistence of the Great Depression, patriotism sometimes appeared as a counterpoint to what was happening in Europe. In the satiric anti-war musical Hooray for What from 1937, the score's first number was an affirmation of what the country was supposed to stand for. A decade later, in the flush of optimism after World War II, a new review opened on Broadway to impress us with its love of country. It was American optimism at its most jubilant. Harold Arlen with his and E.Y. Harburg's God's Country, and the Inside USA chorus with the title song.
Hi there, neighbor, going my way, east or west on the Lincoln Highway. Hi there, Yankee, give out with a great big thank you. You're in God's country. Where grass is greener, timber taller, mountains bigger and trouble smaller. Hi there, Chappie, look over the sea, be happy. You're in God's country. 100 million rooters can't be wrong, so give a hand, give a hand, give a cheer for the land. Where smiles are broader, freedom greater, every man is his own dictator. Hi there, Yankee, give out with a great big thank you. You're in God's, God's country.
You want wherever you want to.
These are precious things we're gonna hang on to. You can be whatever you want to be, say whatever you want to say. We're gonna keep it that way, keep it that way. We're gonna keep it that way.
The USA was born in liberty on a wonderful day.
And you know the people, we are free and equal.
And may we say we're doing okay. The USA is gay, uproarious in a glorious way.
Harold Arlen, God's Country, and the chorus from Inside USA with the title song. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The show actually comes in two parts. No conventional patriotic songs, no America the Beautiful or God Bless America, but for the first part, a batch of love songs that borrows from patriotic anthems and from our sense of the nation. In the early 1930s, George and Ira Gershwin wrote a series of scores for satiric shows. When John P. Wintergreen runs for president as the candidate of the Love Party, he has a theme song. When he falls in love, he borrows his love song from one of America's best love anthems. Ira Gershwin reinvents the way we use our patriotic songs. From the 1931 score to Of Thee I Sing, George Dvorsky and Louise Edekin, Love is Sweeping the Country, and Larry Curt and Maureen McGovern, Of Thee I Sing.
Why are people gay all the night and day, feeling as they never felt before?
What is the thing that makes them sing?
Rich man, poor man, thief, doctor, lawyer, chief.
Feel a feeling that they can't ignore.
It plays a part in every heart, and every heart is shouting encore. Love is sweeping the country.
Waves are hugging the shore.
All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before.
Alike sharing joy, alike feels that passion will soon be national.
Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love.
Love is sweeping the country. Waves are hugging the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before. Sing the billing and cooing like the bird is above.
Mortal loves his neighbor.
Who's that loving pair? That's capital and labor.
Chevrolet and Ford have felt this cosmic urging.
They with one accord have kissed and now are merging.
Florida and California get together in a festival of oranges and weather.
Boston upper zones are changing all their habits, and I hear the cones are taking up the cabins.
Taxi men take dimes and never curse the traffic, while the New York Times adores the New York graphic.
Love is sweeping the country. Waves are hugging the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known such love before. Sing and billing and cooing like the bird is above. Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike feels that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love.
shining star and inspiration, worthy of a mighty nation.
George Dvorsky and Louise Etikin, Love is Sweeping the Country, and Larry Curd and Maureen McGovern of The I Sing. Once a songwriter got a good idea in his head, he didn't let go of it easily. 20 years later, this time working with composer Burton Lane on a movie that had nothing to do with politics or patriotism, Gershwin revisited the idea of borrowing something about the country. From the 1952 score To Give a Girl a Break, Michael Feinstein sings In Our United State.
The state of the world is such that the world is in quite a state. But let's not worry too much, let the rest of the world debate. Right now the thing to discuss is the wonderful status of us. The state of our union, hearts in communion, never will know any foreign entanglements. Outsiders will not rate in our united. We'll make the altar strong as Gibraltar. Fooling around will be unconstitutional. Great will be our United States. With nothing but true love in the ascendance, we'll always sign and renew a declaration of dependence, where you depend on me and I depend on you. Peaceful and cozy, we'll have a rosy future with a house of cute representatives. So I can hardly wait, darling, for our United States. Our annual budget, I'll let you judge it. You do what you will with what's in our treasury. I won't investigate in our United States. This is my platform, that face and that form. You will find out that's a permanent policy slated for our United States. But there will be changes I'll be unfolding. Withholding taxes are through. For when it's you, dear, that I'm holding, you can't withhold on me, I can't withhold on you. We'll have a White House, small but a bright house, built on the pursuit of star-spangled happiness. Hurry, let's name the date. state.
Michael Feinstein in our United State. The borrowing and reinvention are hardly limited to Ira Gershwin. The songs may be romantic, but a lot of them are also rhythm numbers at the edge of being sassy. It takes a bit of nerve to turn a patriotic mantra into a pop song, but here are two examples. The sass is typical of a lot of songs from the Great Depression, and these two are no exception. From the 1932 movie Torch Singer, Mildred Bailey, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, and from the 1936 Broadway musical Red Hot and Blue, Ethel Merman with the title song.
I'm weary of worry and weary of the blue. I'm weary of wanting the love that you refuse. I'm weary of waiting. I win you or I lose. I'm wasting away my youth. So tell me, but tell me the truth. I'm a slave to you. Don't you want the heart I gave to you? You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me. Give me love. You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own, yours to have and hold and call. Give me liberty or give me
to thrill me and drill me for your crew. Sing me
Mildred Bailey with Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love, and Ethel Merman with Cole Porter's Red Hot and Blue. We sing a lot about states, in love songs that are set in particular states like Tennessee, Virginia, or California, but also in songs about the states, like Carolina in the Morning, Back Home in Indiana, and even I Like Jersey Best. I know only one song that tries to pack in every one of the states. It starts in a straightforward way, but pretty soon the puns begin to fly. And oh yes, it also manages to be a love song. Jack Haley, Rhode Island Is Famous for You.
Right, so you come from Rhode Island. Rhode Island's a great state. Every state inside USA is a great state. Copper comes from Arizona. Peaches come from Georgia. And lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska. And Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. Hey, Pawland in the cowland of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee.
I see.
They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming. A camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me.
And
minnows come from Minnesota. Coats come from Dakota. But why should you be blue?
Don't be blue.
For you.
You come from Rhode Island.
Don't let them ride Rhode Island. It's famous. For you.
From Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's 1948 score to Inside USA, Jack Haley, Rhode Island Is Famous for You. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. If nothing else, America sings. Walt Whitman wrote the varied carols I hear until he encounters a party of young men singing with open mouths their strong, melodious songs. At least a century later, Shel Silverstein borrowed Whitman's title and America's songs. So, in a smaller way, did Stephen Sondheim, finding something in American song to make their own and then return it to us. Bob Gibson, I Hear America Singing, and Madonna, More.
I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind, rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America's song.
Now that that lonesome young cowboy sits in his pickup and he sings to his beat-up guitar. Bow truckers and trains and wrecks in the rain and ladies with cold cheating hearts. And that blushing young bride says, drink with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. While the crowd in the back room with tears in their eyes harmonize to Auld Lang Syne. I hear America singing, lifting her voices so sweet and so strong, like the waves in the wind, rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America's song. Now the children all laugh as the itsy bitsy spider goes up the spout again. While out on that stage, that wild-haired rocker sings, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? And it's take me out to the ball game. And it's oh, say, and you see. While the Salvation Army band beats on their drum, singing, nearer, my God, to thee. I hear America singing, lifting her voice, it's so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind, rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America's song. On a dark Jersey street corner, under the light, the boys sing shaboom, 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 while a million sweet mamas are humming tonight a rock-a-bye lullaby tune. And the marching platoon sounds off down the highway. Joey was here when you left, you're right, and this land is your land, this land is my land. Rings out through the still of the night. I hear America singing, lifting her voice is so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind, rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America's song. Wake up, little Susie. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. I'm going to Chicago, girl. Sorry I can't take you. You can row, 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 row your boat gently down the stream. Midnight special, shine its light on me, 'cause I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. So you be the prettiest lady in the Easter parade on the side, west side, all around the town, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. And I hear America singing, lifting her voice is so sweet and so strong, like the waves and the wind, rolling out, rolling in. I hear America singing her song. I hear America.
Once upon a time, I had plenty of nothing, which was fine with me because I had rhythm, music, love, the sun, the stars, and the moon above had the clear blue sky and the deep blue sea. That was when the best things in life were free. Then time went by and now I get plenty of plenty, which is fine with me because I still got love, I still got rhythm, but look at what I got to go with them. Who could ask for anything more? I hear you query. Who could ask for anything more? Well, let me tell you, dearie. Got my diamonds, got my yacht, got a guy I adore. I'm so happy with what I got. I want more. Count your blessings, one, two, three. I just hate keeping score. Any number is fine with me, as long as it's more. As long as it's more. I'm no mathematician. All I know is addition. I find counting a bore. Number mounting, your account knows accounting. I got rhythm, music too, just as much as before. Got my guy and my sky of blue. Now, however, I own the view. Is better than nothing true, but nothing's better than more, more, more. Nothing's better than more. One is fun, why not two? And if you like two, you might as well have four. And if you like four, why not a few? Why not a slew more? More. If you got a little, why not a lot? A bit and it'll get to be a noodle. Every jot and tittle adds to the pot. Soon you got the kid as well as the caboodle. More, more. Never say when, never stop plenty. It's gonna rain and it pour. Happy with 10, happy with 20. If you like a penny, wouldn't you like many much more? Or does that sound too greedy? That's not greed, no indeed. That's just stocking the store. Gotta fill your cupboard, remember Mother Hubbard. Each possession you possess helps your spirit to soar. That's what's soothing about excess. Never settle for something less. Something's better than nothing. Yes, but nothing's better than more, more, more.
Except all, all.
Except all, all, all. Except once you have it all,
have it all,
you may find all else above,
else above.
That though things are bliss, there's one thing you miss, and that's more.
Bob Gibson, I Hear America Singing, and Madonna, More. Now for the second part of this program. Whatever the American style is, it evolved over the centuries. Whatever it is, it isn't what it used to be. The Puritans may not have had much of a sense of rhythm, but by 1776, we were borrowing from the British to march off to war against them. So let's start with fife and drum and watch what happens for the next 200 years. The Boston Camerata with Yankee Doodle. Boston Camerata with Yankee Doodle. We marched to Yankee Doodle, and by the time of the Civil War, we borrowed military marches from all over Europe. By the end of the century, we were writing our own. See Mr. Souza about that. But we were also absorbing marches into our popular music, eventually as the basis of ragtime, but also in the all-American music of George M. Cohan. Here's a suitably named rag from 1908, followed by a song you could only attribute to Cohan. Max Morath with Joseph Lamb's American Beauty, and Cohan with his own I Want to Hear a Yankee Doodle Tune.
I've always hated this overrated, pretentious music, complicated, and compositions that have conditions, intermissions that please musicians. It's hard to hear it, just be near it, upon me word, I always fear it. I'm the original Frankie Yankee, popular melody fool. Give us a tune that's worth the listening, give us a tune that's worth the whistling. I want a Sousa strain instead of a Wagner pain. Give the trombone a chance to blow in it, give us a dash of rag and go in it. What I'm stating is advocating the popular melody school. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune played by a military band. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune, the only music I can understand. Oh, Sousa, won't you write another march? Yours is just the melody divine. Now you can have your William Tell, your Faust, and Lohengrin as well, but I'll take a Yankee Doodle tune for mine. Give me the fellow who writes the mellow, contagious strain that's rather yellow. It may be hashy, it may be trashy, but still it's dashy, it gets the cashy. Really clever, it lasts forever. You hear it once, forget it never, for now we are coming to hanky-panky popular melody days. That is the music, there's no doubt of it. Cut all the cheap cadenzas out of it. Music to please the gang, with plenty of biff and bang. Music that all the children hum of it, all the composers and glories come of it. It's so ring, that's what bring the popular melody craze. Hey, I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune played by a military band. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune. It's the only music I can understand, understand. Oh, Sousa, won't you write another march? Yours is just the melody divine. Now you can have your William Tell, your Faust, and Lohengrin as well, but I'll take a Yankee Doodle tune for mine.
Max Morath, American Beauty, and George M. Cohan, I Want to Hear a Yankee Doodle Tune. When you push a tune into the 20th century, regardless of when it started or where it came from, it encounters ragtime jazz and the blues. Suddenly, it's shaken by syncopation. No matter what it was, American songwriters translated it into American, and no one was better at that than George Gershwin. American music was conquering the world. In 1922, he, Irving Caesar, and Buddy DeSilva wrote the Yankee Doodle Blues, and in 1927, he and Brother Ira wrote Yankee Doodle Rhythm.
Say, I've got a word I want to say. Say, have you ever been away? Have you ever missed a good old USA? When you get that itching in your shoes, go to any other land you choose. See how quick you get those Yankee Doodle blues. You're singing, there's no land so grand as my land. From California to Manhattan Isle, north and south, my sunny sky.
Wonderful with all its ancient junk. It's not as good as Kokomo, and Kokomo's the bunk. I couldn't see old London. It was covered by a fog. I had to move from Paris because I couldn't eat a frog. I went from there to old Cologne and started on the rounds. But old Cologne don't smell as sweet and pretty as it sounds. A Russian Bolsheviki tried to get my scalp. And then I wore my welcome out by sliding down an Alp. Hey there, Miss Liberty, I'll say you're a bear. And when the custom officer says to me, what do you declare? I'll declare that Yankee Doodle, that melody keeps on ringing in my ear. Yankee Doodle, that melody makes me stand right up and cheer. I'm coming, USA, I'll say.
Sir, their day is through now, for everything is blue now. Listen to the piping of the jazz ball, real American. Oh, Yankee Doodle rhythm is in demand in every land upon the map. Yankee Doodle rhythm, they love it so, the Eskimo, the Creek and Jap. It's an insidious rhythm, making the universe dance, carrying everything with them. Every gringo speaks the lingo. It'll start a riot, stamping feet. It's got a beat that brings good news. It's the daily diet of every band in this land of blues. Dancing that ticklish tempo, everything else is passé. Yankee Doodle rhythm that wins the cup, it's burning up the world today.
From Spice of Life, Yankee Doodle Blues, and from Strike Up the Band, Yankee Doodle Rhythm. There was a time when everybody knew the words to Yankee Doodle. I don't know if it's true anymore. There was also a time when everybody could sing along to Yankee Doodle Boy, especially when Jimmy Cagney sang it in the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy. George M. Cohan wrote it in 1904 for his first Broadway show, Little Johnny Jones. More than a century later, it's a song large numbers of us can still sing. Maybe it's the ultimate Yankee Doodle song. This is James Cagney.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, Yankee Doodle do or die. A real life nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
James Cagney, Yankee Doodle Boy. When you end with Yankee Doodle, you're ending at the beginning. From the original Yankee Doodle right up through this year's 4th of July parade and fireworks, Americans have taken time to celebrate America. Not necessarily what it was yesterday and will be tomorrow, but the hope we place in what it might be. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. Michael Lasser's new book, City Songs and American Life, 1900 to 1950, is now available in bookstores and online.